Welcome to Radio Gallery, a show about ideas, people, and artists in Minnesota. With support from the Zeitgeist Arts Cafe and a grant from the Duluth Public Arts Commission, I'm your host, Maya Morton. Artists, like journalists and scientists, are naturally inquisitive, curious about their external and internal worlds. In a quest for insight, local artist Brenda Perro hit the road. She documented her wanderings. For a year, she traveled in the United States, taking pictures and jotting down lines, creating bits of time in words and pictures. Brenda Perro is off the road and is part of Duluth's Washington Studio Artists Cooperative. She has put together a show of collage of words and pictures. She spoke with Radio Gallery and invites everyone to her show's opening reception at the Washington Gallery this Friday.
The show is opening Friday, July 9th at the Washington Gallery, and the reception runs from 6 to 8 p.m. The show is called Subtle Cargoes. It's a line from an Emily Dickinson poem, and I'm going to leave that one up to Google to explain. My name is Brenda Perro, and I'm a writer and a photographer, kind of dabbling in some mixed media work lately. And the images that are in the show are basically digital collages. It's thousands and thousands of images that I've taken over the past year and collaged together. And I've printed them on various textures using a couple of different techniques, and I've paired them with some lines of poetry, and I'm presenting it all as kind of a cohesive whole. These are actually my poems. I had kind of a chaotic year, and I actually did not finish a single poem in the last 12 months, but I did find myself with a whole back seat full of napkins and half-written poems in my journal that I'd crossed out and never finished, and so I went back and kind of rescued lines from those and used them in the context of these images. The idea behind this is that you can have several things that aren't complete on their own that come together to form some kind of a picture that makes sense. There's an impressionistic feel to it. Some of them are more direct than others. There's some of them that it's fairly straightforward. You can see what the original image was, and other ones are so collaged and so layered and, you know, just altered that they become more of an abstract. It just kind of developed that way. I've always liked to experiment with different things, and it seemed like I've taken some photos in my life that I've been really happy with. I've been taking pictures since I was about 15, but it takes it to another level to sit there for 100 hours playing with the photo and trying to bring out, like, you know, for example, if you tint it a certain color, it changes the mood so dramatically. I've been writing poems and fiction pretty much my whole life. I mean, I majored in English, I minored in photography at college. I think in a way this is the most like my work as anything that I've ever done. Not to say that I'm a disconnected person, but it seems like if I focus all of my energy on one of these particular mediums, if I say I'm just going to do straight photography or I'm just going to write poems, I feel like there's certain parts of me and parts of my work that don't get expressed, whereas this is such a combination of so many things coming together that forms a bigger picture. It seems to make a lot more sense to me. I hope that what people get when they see this work is less about reading a poem and less about just seeing a pretty picture. I hope that it creates a mood and an atmosphere, and I would like for it to remind people of moments in their lives, take them back to a certain headspace. That's kind of the point, is to recreate an emotional and a mental condition and to make you ponder that again.
The Washington Gallery is located at 315 North Lake Avenue in Duluth, and the work of artist Brenda Perro will be on exhibit through July 25th, Saturdays and Sundays, 1 to 5 p.m., or by arrangement. Radio Gallery is produced at KUMD by Liz Peterson and Maya Morton. Music by Willie Murphy, with funding provided by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund, by the Red Mug Coffee House and Gallery in Superior, and Lizard's Art Gallery and Framing in Duluth. For more information on Brenda Perro's work or the exhibition at Washington Gallery, to listen to the Radio Gallery podcast, or to listen to previous shows, go to KUMD.org and click on Arts. We welcome questions or comments to kumd@kumd.org. For Radio Gallery, I'm Maya Morton. Thanks for listening.